Hi, it's Michelle. Welcome to this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a podcast by the Holy Spirit You Channel. We are a Whosoever Will podcast and channel. Going to hop right in today to talking about being slow to speak and therefore slow to anger. So, welcome, and let's hop right into it. In James 1, there are several things that as James is writing his letter, there are several things he talks about, the first of which is temptation. He talks about joy as it bumps up against temptation. Count it all joy when you fall into various temptations. He's not saying in this particular way, and I don't want to go too far off the path here, but he's not saying that you have to actually give in to temptation. He's saying count it all joy when they come, when the temptations come. That's a whole nother thing that we will get into as the Lord leads. The trying of your faith works patience. Then he says in verse 4, let patience have her perfect work. If you lack wisdom, ask of God that gives to us all liberally or freely. But ask in faith, nothing wavering. So just remember, a lot of people say you have not because you ask not. Well, the Lord has qualified all of that. If that's not free reign to ask for anything you want, you can. That doesn't mean you have to ask to honor it. When we are asking in faith, that means we are using the measure of faith that can only be truly connected or produce fruit after His kind, after the Lord's kind, after the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, that faith works by love. So all of those things, when he says ask in faith, he's not saying I believe so I can ask. He's saying understand what that means. Understand the gravity and the weight of what you're saying. If faith works by love, then when we ask, we have to be led of the Spirit so that love can be manifested through the asking. And generally, love manifested in the asking results in selflessness, not selfishness. So ask in faith, nothing wavering, no shadow of turning. We are not capable of that, so we need Holy Spirit to lead us. Then he confirms it. He says, let not that man, person, deity versus humanity, humanity. In this particular case, it may have been a gender reference because of the time, the culture and the custom of the time. But as we are here today, we are doing deity versus humanity. So let not that man or that person think they shall receive anything. Which one? The one that's not asking in faith. So all of us around here talking about, let me pray, did you pray, let me pray on it. No, the Spirit of God, if we're not being led of the Spirit, we're not getting anything. Sometimes for those of us that believe we are led of the Spirit, it's still God's timing, God's way. But this was not, you know, read the Bible. Just read the whole Bible. That's all I'm going to say. The double-minded person or human is unstable in all their ways. So I could go on and on and on. I just love reading the word because, again, it does bring me joy. It brings me also perplexity and perplexity. It perplexes me. Let me go there. It perplexes me, and it also brings me frustration, right? But those are the wrestlings of the flesh that we have to deal with and negotiate. So let me get to the James 1:9. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, therefore, in light of this, my beloved brethren, my beloved people, my beloved neighbors, let everyone be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to, this particular version says wrath, I usually see anger. For the wrath of humans works not or does not work, worketh not is does not work or works not, the righteousness of God. The wrath of humans does not produce, hello, all believers who are claiming to be believers, who are walking around with attitudes, anger issues, unforgiveness, and we're going to talk about unforgiveness and anger as well, does not work or produce or bring about the righteousness of God. That's good all by itself. But here's what I have to add. You need to sit with that. Wherever you are in your world, in your life today, you need to sit with that. Because there are a lot of people out here proclaiming to be believers who are angry and unforgiving. And he's saying, that's not how this works. So I want to tell you something about that, or I have to tell you, I need to tell you something about that. And we're going to, in order to do that, I'm going to skip over here to, bear with me, I am online, trying to make sure I get all of this straight. Hold on. So let's see here. So there's also a scripture that talks about not letting the sun, yeah, there it is, Ephesians 4:26. Be angry, but sin not. So when we talk about the chronic affliction of all humanity, which is sin, we're born into a spiritual condition of being seriously in need of healing, which is why Jesus came as our Savior to provide the way, the truth, and the life so that we could be delivered out of the behaviors, the thought patterns, whatever it is that are not in line or aligned with God himself. So he provided a way for our deliverance. We have to be the ones to agree to it, which is why he calls us to co-labor with him, because he didn't say, oh, you must do it. He said, I'm going to let you make a choice, but you're going to be accountable for that choice, because everything you need for your own deliverance, by the way, for your own deliverance, I've already provided to you. Okay. So likewise, he doesn't tell us. So I just told you in James 1:19, be slow, quick to hear. Okay, so first of all, we all have a problem with that. We need to be quick to hear, quick to listen. And part of the reason we have a problem with that is because we are all seriously in need of healing. So we're competing in many ways with each other for time and attention and all these other things. And the Lord is saying, you don't need to do all of that, because I don't care how upset you get, that does not bring about righteousness. You can be angry your entire life and it doesn't get you to heaven, even if you think you're right. So, but then this scripture says, and actually, when we look at the scripture, he says, it's okay to be angry. You can be angry, but you can't sin. You can't sin. Anger is an emotion that we face in the vessel. By the way, we live three-dimensionally, and that's coming, because the Holy Spirit has been talking to me about that all morning. Three-dimensional living and how that impacts what we're doing, who we are, spirit, soul, body. So everything we're talking about, everything that God is showing us is spirit, soul, body. That's how he thinks. That's how he exists. So there's three-dimensional living. And there's the understanding that we can, in our emotions, which reside in our souls, be angry. But he says, do not sin. Sin not. He's not saying that by being angry, it is a sin. He's saying, do not let your anger drive you to sin. And let not the sun go down on your wrath. Okay, let me make a quick correlation. Quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. And I'm telling you, if we do things in that order, if we remember those things, if we are quick to hear, to truly hear, not just, okay, I'm sitting here, listen, can you hurry up and finish that, because I got all this stuff to say. I'm talking about truly trying to understand what another human is saying, relate to them, be compassionate, put yourself in their shoes, as we used to say. to a certain degree, even if they're not the same size. Try to have some level of compassion and empathy. Quick to hear. Quick to listen for the voice of God. Quick to listen for what God might want to do through you for someone in a certain situation. Slow to speak. And I dare say slower to anger. So that's first. And they're not really in an order, but for the purpose of this, it will be. Then he says, be angry, but do not sin. One does not cancel out the other, by the way. When you do get angry, remember, we're taking a walk. We're walking with Jesus. We're telling him about all our problems. We're casting the whole of our care on him. Why? Because he cares for us. So in that process, in that walk, of course we're going to have anger. We're going to have anger sometimes for reasons we don't even know why we're angry. Sometimes we're just angry. You heard of people getting up on the wrong side of the bed. Sometimes you just get up mad. That's the flesh working the stuff out, right? That's part of the process. So God is not telling us that anger is a sin. He's saying, do not let your anger lead you to sin. Do not use your anger to justify your sin. Do not use your anger to justify why you did such and such to who and who. He says, nope. And then he says, and don't let the sun go down on it. Now, why does he say that? Because too many sunsets on anger leads to unforgiveness. Anger is the seed of unforgiveness. Anger is the seed for bitterness and resentment. Anger is the seed for retaliation and revenge. He said, don't let the sun go down on the spiritual principle. Right? We look at the Bible and we see cute stories and cute sayings. And he's saying, nope, all of this is meant to tell you what I think, how I feel, so you can understand why I'm telling you to do certain things. These are all spiritual principles. He said, don't let the sun go. You can be angry and do not sin. Then he says, and don't let the sun go down on your anger. So as always, he tells us the what, and he tells us the how. Don't do this, and here's how you do it. Because if you let the sun go down on your anger, guess what? You're going to be more prone to commit a sinful act. Now, and I don't know when we're going to get to it, understanding the spirit of sin versus the acts of sin versus what they cause us to do. We're in a situation, and we like to judge other people's stuff. The Lord is talking to me first. When I read, he's talking to me first. Okay, what do I need to get out of this? And the same thing with you. Stop talking about other people's stuff. So he's telling us the thing, he's telling us the principle, and he's telling us how to keep the thing from happening. Quick to hear, slow to speak, slower to anger. I added the ER, by the way. Quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Be angry, yet do not sin. How? By not letting the sun go down on your wrath. He's saying as the longer you wait to release that anger, the longer you wait to release forgiveness, the more angry and unforgiving you become, thereby reinforcing the power of sin in your life and over your life. So we like to blow off steam on other people. But really, God is saying, if you had just done what I told you, if you had just come to me with this, there's a different way to handle it. Will we blow off steam? Sure. Have we blown off steam? We're still blowing. That's why we are where we are today. But that doesn't mean, one, it doesn't nullify the promise of God. That's the good news, the gospel. The good news is that we don't have to stay there. I think this will be called spiritual anger management or something like that. I'm trying to hear what the Lord is saying because he's talking to me about anger management. But he's told us not just the thing. He's also told us how. You need to release it. You need to forgive. He didn't tell us that we had to understand it. He didn't tell us that we had to know everything. He didn't tell us that there wasn't going to be accountability. See, this is where we get stuck, because we start to focus on the other personal people. And he's saying, nope, still about you. Still about you and me. What are you doing that I told you to do, and what are you doing that I told you not to do? Because if you focus just on you, we're going to have a full-time job. So I need you to keep your eyes on me. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then pray. Humble themselves, seek my face, saith the Lord. Right? Slow to speak. Quick to hear. Slow to speak. Slow to anger. When you do get angry, do not sin. And how do you keep from sinning? Within all of that, while you go through the process, while you're taking your walk with Jesus, you don't let the sun go down on it. That is not a metaphorical sun. That is not a metaphor for some other thing. It's not an analogy. It is exactly what he said it is. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. And somebody, sure enough, is going to say, what happened if I get mad at night? Same. If the sun is not up, if the sun is already down, then don't let it go down again. Get it straight. Let's call it 24 hours. Tops. God is faithful, who promised. He's given us everything we need. He's taken care of everything he's ever asked us for. All we have to do is agree and start walking. And I'm telling you right now, some days you're just not going to want to walk. Some days you're not going to, but you have to. That's how we walk out of this thing. That's how we walk in the way. There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is destruction or cursing. Again, we are talking about pivoting, springboarding, literally out of cursing into blessing, out of death into life. Remember, three-dimensional living. So everything isn't just about the physical, about the natural. We want to take care of the natural, but it's the spirit and the soul that are going to transition out of here. Three-dimensional living means you have to live, you have to understand where you are spiritually, spirit and soul, as well as body. Be slow to speak, quick to hear, vice versa, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Yet, when you do get angry, sin not. How? Don't let the sun go down on it. My name is Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Holy Spirit You Channel's Daily Bread with Jam. I bless you. I love you, agape. I pray for the fullness of God, the fullness of Christ, to be manifested in and through your life by the power of Holy Spirit. I pray that you understand and comprehend and embrace the love that God has for you. Whosoever will. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.